This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
How do you measure success? Chances are productive fields, a happy family, and a secure future are key parts in the equation. And just as you depend on yourself to take care of the family and farm, you can depend on Farm Credit to help you with your finance needs. For 96 years, we've been helping farm families and agribusinesses maintain the formula for success. Our experience has helped us develop a wide range of credit and financial products and services that you can use to keep your farm running more efficiently and profitably. Nobody understands the financial needs of farming better than Farm Credit. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farming operations. Call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, providing the financial products farmers want with the service you deserve.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
As summer approaches, it seems everyone is worried about gas prices. And Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra has 10 Chevy models offering 30 mpg highway or better. The 2012 Equinox at 32, the all-new Sonic at 35, the Impala at 30, the Cruze at 39, and the all-new 2013 Malibu at 37. At Smokey Jennings, they're on the ground and ready to sell. 35 cars and Equinoxes in stock. Smokey Jennings is ready to show you why their customers rate them in the top 5 for customer satisfaction in the St. Louis region. Smokey Jennings, family-owned and operated since 1946. Chevy runs deep.
It's 12 minutes after 6 on this Wednesday morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade. July wheat now trading at 6.19, up 5 and 3 quarter. September wheat trading at 6.33 and a half, up 3. July corn now trading at 5.74 and a quarter, up 6 and 3 quarter. September corn 5.21 and 3 quarter, up 5 and 3 quarter. July soybeans now trading at 13.65 and 3 quarter, up 16 and a quarter. August beans trading at 13.44 and a quarter, and that is up 12. The overnight crude oil market, $1.14 higher at $85.43. The Brent crude, $1.47 higher at $100.31. The August gold contract, $19.80 higher at $16.36.70. The dollar index, 0.253 lower at 82.544. At the close of trading yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat ended at 6.13 and a quarter. That's down 14 and a half. September wheat traded at 6.30 and a half, down 15 and a half. December wheat 6.57, down 15 and a half. July corn yesterday closed at 5.67 and a half, down a half. September corn closed at 5.16, down 11 and a half. December corn closed at 5.07 and 3 quarter, down 16. July soybeans yesterday ended at 13.49 and a half, up 9 and a half. August beans ended at 13.32 and a half, up 12 and 3 quarter. September beans ended at 13.02 and a half, up 10 and 3 quarter. July soybean meal yesterday ended at $40, up 39 cents. August meal ended at $39.07, up 56. September meal at $37.87, up 36. July soybean oil, $48.50. That's up 19. August oil, $48.72, up 19. September oil, $48.94, up 18. July oats yesterday ended at $2.89, up one and a half. September oats ended at 291 and 3 quarter, up 3 and 3 quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash grain report.
This is the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices were mixed late Tuesday afternoon, with corn and wheat closing lower while soybeans and soybean products posted gains. Good buying interest supported the rally in the soybeans. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn mixed with digit $5.87 to $6.00. Soybeans were 9 to 13 cents higher at $13.33 up to $13.52. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn bids mixed with bids at $5.89 to $6.18. Soybeans are 10 to 15 cents higher at $13.38 to $13.50. Wheat was mostly 8 to 15 cents lower at $5.92 to $6.13. Country grain dealers in the St. Louis market area quoted shell corn mixed at $5.89 to $6.02. Soybeans are 10 to 15 cents higher at $13.46 to $13.58. Wheat was down 11 to 15 cents at $5.96 to $6.08. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 2 to 3 cents higher with bids at $6 to $6.05. Soybeans are up 8 to 12 cents at $13.59 to $13.65. Wheat was 11 to 17 cents lower at $5.93 to $6. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 2 to 4 cents higher at $6.10 to $6.18. These elevators raised their soybean bids 10 to 14 cents, with quotations at $13.75 to $13.80. Milo was mostly 4 cents lower at $5.34 to $5.35. This is John Ray reporting for WSMI.
June hogs on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday ended at 91.10, down a dime. July hogs, 91.57, up 52. August hogs, 91.55, up 32. June cattle yesterday, 117.12, down 55. August cattle, 119.20, down 77. October cattle, 123.70, down 72. August feeder cattle yesterday, 159.17, up 70. September feeders, $160, up 32. October feeders, $161, up 30. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
The closing livestock reports for Tuesday, June 5th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels, and gilts closed a nickel lower. Carcass-based price range is 75.5 to 86, weighted average of 82.51. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 12,000. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade was steady to dollar higher, 55 to 59, with Illinois direct slaughter south steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds at 42 to 45. 450 to 550 pounds at 45 to 48. Over 550 pounds at 47 to 49. Today's estimated receipts, 1,250. Monday's actuals, 850. Pork carcass cutout, 82.81. That is down 21 cents. Estimated daily livestock slaughter into federal inspection. Hogs today, 404,000. Last week, 420,000. A year ago, 407,000. A week to date of 812,000. Cattle today, 127,000. Last week, 130,000. A year ago, 129,000. Week to date of 250,000. Box beef cutout values were weak to lower on moderate demand and moderate to heavy offerings. Total movement today, 213 fab loads with 62 trim. Choice, 196.40. That is down $1.22. Select at 185.15, and that is down 34 cents. Opening report for the Fairview Livestock Auction. Estimated receipts this morning, 330. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were trading steady. Steers, choice 2s to 3s at 120 to 125. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s at 120 to 124. At the United Producers Auction over at Shelbyville, estimated receipts this morning, 513. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were trading steady to dollar higher. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 121.5 to 124.5. Selecting choice 2s and 3s, 118 to 121. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, 120.5 to 124. With selecting choice 2s and 3s, 116 to 120. There was no hay report for the Arthur Hay Auction yesterday due to the reporter's absence. And at the United Producers Auction over at Shelbyville, hay was very light on the receipts. The auction was not covered. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service, returning you back to WSMI.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday. Butter ended at 141 unchanged. Block cheese, 158 unchanged. Barrel cheese, 152 and a quarter unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk yesterday ended at $15.53. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for June, $5.92. For July, $5.38. Corn delivered to Scottville for June, $5.90. For July, $5.30. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for June, $13.45. For July, $13.16. Wheat delivered to Scottville for June, $5.77. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $5.92, corn at Scottville, $5.90, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $13.45, wheat at Scottville, $5.77. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they are dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient. Because they're a family operation too, they understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit their website, M&MService.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the upper 70s, light northeast winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny skies, the high in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, mostly clear. Low temperatures in the upper 60s, highs about 90. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure rising. Clear skies, our temperature 52 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
Finally, a mower with some giddy-up, 9 miles per hour. Introducing the John Deere EasyTrac Z600 Series with a 4-year limited warranty at Sloan's. John Deere EasyTracs are easy to turn, easy to handle, and with Deere Season Financing, now they're easy to own. Your John Deere is here. Get one today at Sloan's. Visit any of Sloan's 11 Central Illinois locations or online at sloans.com. Powered up with
Sloan's. And it's coming up on 6:23, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by Hickory Grove Family Farms, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. First of all, in our farm news today, on Monday, we talked to Mike Hamilton of the Hamilton Hay Auction. They have hay available at private treaty, and Mike explains.
Well, Randy, I got three semi-loads of 3x3s. I got two loads of alfalfa orchard grass. I've got a load of rye hay, came out of Kansas. It's real low in potassium, be excellent dry cow hay or even horse hay. And then we've got around 100 round bales of 4x5s, round bales of first cutting alfalfa orchard grass was put up real nice. It's all there under my roof.
And this is all being sold private treaty, correct?
Yeah, it's for sale of private treaty, and they can call me for pricing.
And what's the phone number?
They can reach me anytime at 618-410-4293.
And that's Mike Hamilton of the Hamilton Hay Auction. The dry weather throughout much of the Midwest this spring have some concern the corn crop might have already been hurt. Probably not, according to a University of Illinois agronomist, and Todd Gleason has more.
The Illinois corn crop was put into the ground about 3 weeks ahead of schedule this year, and that's just about how the weather's been acting. The month of May was the fifth warmest on record in Illinois, with just 57% of the normal rainfall amounts. Still, the corn crop, when compared to the bellwether year of 2004, is doing better than it did in that record-setting good year. It doesn't mean much, thanks University of Illinois Extension agronomist Emerson Nafziger.
Well, we've had good crop ratings before. I went back to 1988, and they were very high at the end of May in 1988. And, of course, we ended up with the lowest yield we've had in the last 30 years. I guess the quick answer is the crop ratings don't mean very much. The correlation certainly between the ratings at the end of May or early in the season and final yield is certainly not very good at all.
What is good this year is how the Illinois corn crop has gone into the ground. It's tall, green, and beautiful. It looks better than any other year Emerson Napsiger can recall over the last three decades.
We've had some real advantages. Dry springs generally help us get the crop in without mudding it in. We didn't do much soil compaction. Stands are generally pretty good, as we expect them to be when we've planted and we've hadn't gotten the heavy rainfall right after planting. That's our best formula for low stands. And so stands are good in most places. We don't have any drowned out spots, or very few of them. Some people were delayed a little bit in the northern part of the state with rainfall. But all in all, dry springs are pretty positive for getting the crop established, if they're not super dry. So we had enough water to get the crop up, and that's the main thing to get at this point.
However, there are concerns, especially in the driest areas where the root systems have not been able to find moisture. A little rainfall will go a long way to fix that problem.
The growth of the crop right now is a great indicator of how well it's supplied with water. And because we're in Illinois, our soils are capable of providing a lot of water to the crop. So those corn plants that have their roots tapped into the water supply are really in pretty good shape at this point. But obviously, we don't have enough stored water to carry the crop through the whole season. And the real concern is in sort of the next month, is it going to rain and give us a boost in that water supply so we can get the crop through pollination without undue stress?
So a drier spring is not bad news for the corn crop unless it turns into a droughty summer. I'm Todd Gleason.
Another farm news today. During the recent Beef Checkoff funded beef immersion and educational event at the Culinary Institute of America at Greystone in St. Helena, California, food service operators learned more about the power and versatility of beef. One such attendee was Mark Reith, corporate chief of Sysco Corporation and senior manager of culinary development, who says he will take this information back to his company and explain to more than 70 chefs throughout the Sysco corporate world and outposts. Mr. Reith says he's glad the checkoff is here to help educate food service operators on the new value cuts of meats, the ways they can be produced, and different attributes of each product.
What I like working about beef is the different ways we can serve it and present to our customer. Beef is probably the number one protein that the Americans like to eat most. So therefore, if we come up with different ways of presenting to them, different styles, different textures, people want that umami effect now in their flavors. So beef handles that. Beef can handle many different flavors from different cuts of meat, and also takes on many different flavors by different seasonings, dry rubs, or marinades.
Reith says opportunities like the Greystone event don't come around very often for folks in his profession, so learning how to affect taste and dining experience for his customers was invaluable.
We got to take care of our customers, because if our customers are not in the world to succeed, then we can't succeed. So with the Beef Checkoff team helping us coming out with these new cuts of meat, making it more value to our customer, they can actually put it on their plate and still meet their food cost percentages and serve a well-balanced, healthy, traditional, old world or new world style food and have your customer be happy and come back for more.
Reith explains the knowledge he will take home from the experience.
What we can do at Sysco with this is we can show our consumers different ways to show these value cuts, whether it be skewered, whether it be diced, whether it be sliced, whether it be dry heat, whether it be sauteed, whether it be moist heat with braising method, and giving them that you could use a little bit less meat and still have a full plate for an entree. That can cost anywhere from $9 up to $17.
And for more information, visit mybeefcheckoff.com. In other news, the National Pork Board met ahead of the World Pork Expo on Tuesday. Algona, Iowa farmer and pork production executive Conley Nelson was elected president of the 15-member board. Mr. Nelson has been serving as the board's vice president and succeeds Everett Faulkner, who will stay on the executive committee as immediate past president. Karen Richter, a Minnesota pork producer, was elected vice president. Michigan producer Dale Norton was elected to serve as treasurer. Each will serve one-year terms that begin immediately. Nelson says he hopes to draw on his experience as a smaller producer and as a production manager for one of the nation's largest production companies to help guide the pork producers through some of the tough challenges that face the industry. Nelson cited an increasing number of examples where those outside production agriculture are trying to dictate how producers care for their animals. He says the board's strategic plan is dedicated to preserving the ability of producers to make decisions about what works best for their farms and animals. Nelson says it's also important to continue to build trust with our customers and with consumers by demonstrating the commitment to continuous improvement. A former Clinton County grain elevator owner has been sentenced to 1 year and 3 months in federal prison for committing mail fraud. 48-year-old John Kniepman of Breeze also was ordered in U.S. District Court in East St. Louis to repay more than $108,000. Kniepman pleaded guilty in December to 2 counts of mail fraud. Federal prosecutors say Kniepman admitted he fraudulently increased an insurance claim by more than $34,000. The claim dealt with a 2006 fire at his Consolidated Exchange business in Clinton County. He also admitted he defrauded a financial institution by selling $87,000 worth of grain that was collateral for a loan taken out by his businesses and then hiding the sale. Once again, in overnight trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, here just a moment, in overnight trading once again, July wheat now trading at 610, that's up 4 3/4. September wheat now trading at 634.5, up 4. July corn now trading at 574.25, up 6 3/4. September corn trading at 521.25, up 5 1/4. July soybeans now trading at 1365, that's up 15.5. August beans now trading at 1344.5. And that is up 12. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Hickory Grove Family Farms, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro.